כותבים משל בתוך ראש קוף ד' ואם יאמר ואומר If the sayer will say, הנה אנחנו רואים מדוסים מקצת צדיקים some צדיקים לא יזדם עליהם תרפם they will never receive the food, they don't receive the food אלא אחרי עומר והגיע only after struggle and a lot of work and at the same time the Rabbi Ma'am Shaveira is many of the people who transgressing Hashem's orders Rishoyim Shalva they receive the food in peace V'chayim B'tayv V'benim they have a very good life in other words if you're going to ask the question the famous question Tzadik V'raloi V'rosha V'toyvloi Tzadik and things goes good for them Erosha V'toyvloi Erosha things goes peaceful for them So why is it so? Neymar, to this famous question, will answer Kikvar Kodmi, Hanabim, Achasidim, Lachka, Unze, Inyan. Already our prophets, the Chasidim, they already had researched on this, they asked this question. Mehem, from them there was Misha Omar, Yermen, they asked the question, Madia Deir Choshoim Tzelecho. Why is the path of this Choshoim successful? Why the style of life of Hashem is so Omer Acher and Habakkuk same time also said Lomo Sareinu, why should you show me Oven Ve'omol Tavit V'shoit V'chomos L'negdi why should you show me stumblings and strugglings and you see injustice and robbing in front of me V'ribe Modo Niso and you will see the one who is fighting He's carrying. In other words, Chabak has a question: why should you show me so much struggle to so much suffering? Omer he says, Chabak with Kirosha Machdir Tzadik. Why do you see that the Rosha is coronating the Tzadik? And the Rosha is above the Tzadik. The Rosha has the most successful life. Omer says, Tachrish, you will be quiet and you will tell it, Bevala Rosha, Tzadik Memena. And Rosha is swallowing up that somebody is more righteous than him. In other words, you see the Rosha is succeeding, superseding much more than the Tzadik, swallows up the Tzadik. Vomer Acher, in David HaMelech says, Hina, Eile Rishoyim, those Rishoyim, Veshalva Oilam, Izgichoyim, the Rishoyim, and Shalva Oilam, they have all the peace in the world, and they reach strength, they reach strength, popularity. Those are peaceful. Shalva means peace. They have the peace of the world. Yes, I always ask the question, Shalva means you go down to Miami, you see how the people live. What kind of prosperity, peacefulness. I go to Schweiz, I see the girl in the living room, Shalva Oilam. They absolute peace. Nothing worries them, the walls, or nothing. He's going to check. Why is it so? Well, it says, Achrik Zekisi Livobi. Erchas Birkoi Kav Achrik Zekisi Livobi. I reached emptiness. All I have with me is simple emptiness. Erchas Birkoi Kapai. And I would wash my hands in cleanseness. In other words, I would cleanse myself, cleanseness. My heart and my hand, I should be total free from any kind of avarice. And I'm gonna be tortured the whole day. And you already give it to me right in the morning as I get up. Here is the tochocha. I'm in suffering, I'm in pain. I'm continuously cleansing my heart and my hand. I should be clear of any chet and I try to improve myself. And here already a whole day I'm struggling, running, right in the morning getting up. I'm getting up already in the problem. Omer Acher Odomon said, "Api Enoish, Api Amshed." Omer Acher Api Amshed Doiroi. And the other Novi said to the people, on the people on his generation, "Gambochni Elohim Vimoleiti." And those who test Hashem and they get away with it, they keep testing Hashem Vimoleiti, getting away with Arbukazeh. So we see all the Neviim. Esther had this question, my dear Deir Hashem Tzelecho, why is the way of the Rishoyim successful and the Tzadik struggles? That's the famous Kasha. אך אני יכול להביא תשובה ובהירי לזה. The Nevi'im only asked the question, but they had not answered. The Niachanovi, Shuba Birose. The Novi left the Shiva aside. Why? Mipnish Ilas Kol Echomin at Tzadikim and Ifchonim. Because the reason from all, every one of the Tzadikim which they're being tested, Kol Echomin and Rishom, in all the Rishom, Shem Betoyvi Boilam, which is good for the world, Hazer Zulas Ilas Acher. It's always different than. Why didn't. They all asked the question, but nobody answered. The answer is because every situation has its own answer. Every situation has its own reason. There's no one answer for all the questions. Yes, we have one question. When you see 100 tzaddikim suffering, and you see 100 rishonim successful, it's one question. Tzaddik v'ra lo rosho v'toivlo. But the answer is 100 answers. As a matter of fact, it's 200 answers. Everyone in his own way has his reason why it is so. Perhaps he's going to explain it. There is an overall answer, but they have not answered because everyone has his own different reason. The chen heira al zeva mamorai, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had already gave us a one global thing and answered us. Haristoro is Hashem Elokeinu. Things which is hidden, which is understand, only Hashem knows the answer. When you see these 100 situations, be aware of it. It's all Hashem Elokeinu. This all is Sarakodesh Baruch Hu. A Niglois Lonu Ulevneini. And what is revealed, that we see Pranafas for the children. In other words, we could only deal something which we see clearly in front of our eyes. But on the story of this is a concealed, is only Hashem knows. Woman Rachokom Adoymer Zeshlom Merech also said the same thing. Im oish krosh. If somebody is stealing a poor man, gezel mishpat. If somebody is robbing justice, but tzedek tira b'mdino, al tisma al achefet. And you see justice in the country, you shouldn't wonder of the facts what's going on. Otherwise, don't ask questions. If you see it's dumb. Justice is being robbed and still they have to eat and have other. Altisma lachefet. Don't wonder what's going on. It's not something which you could immediately figure out. Omar Akosin Apostle also had Tzur, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the strong one, Tomim Po'oloi. Complete is his deeds. Kichol Drochot Mishpat. All his path, everything which he's doing is with justice. So this is a basic which we have to accept. So it doesn't mean to say that you can't know the final answer. Just rely on Hashem. And his Torah is all these hidden things. Hashem, okay, leave it on Hashem. He knows what he's doing. You can never figure it out your own. However, in Kolzeh, also they have not answered it. Yisrael Levi v'inyan hazeh, I will explain to you in this inyone Mashiach b'ma'atah spoke, which gave a little kind of satisfaction. Obviously, the end line cannot be known. But a little bit, in order to leave your mind a little bit in peace, you shouldn't think it's total chaos in the world. I will give you a little kind of an outline, which gives you a little satisfaction. Mata spoko means a little, must speak a little bit. You should get a little satisfaction. You know, the famous, but to know the final thing, it's something that you can, because everyone has his own individual, independent reason. You know, the famous Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim, in order to understand what Hashem is doing with us, Nahar is doing with us, a person came once into a town, and he came to Shul Tadam, a Shabbos, and he did not know exactly the minag of the city. He didn't know what the minag is. And the Gabba had a certain system, how to give aliyas. He went in a circle. He went with a certain system, or he gave everyone from Mizrach, then from Meir, then from Tzofen, then from Dorem. Or some Gaboim, they go by Aleph Beis. You know, they go, first they call all the Aleph Beis, according to alphabetical things. Now this star man, he didn't know there's a system, there's a Seder. And it seems the Gabbai is giving all from one side, he gives a lead all from these people, they're sitting on that table, everyone after the other, and all the other ones he's totally ignoring. Or is he picking this person, this one, ignoring the next one, and he goes over to the Gabbai, he says, what's going on, you know, you're not justice, the whole kasha on him. The answer is, you're not from here. You don't know what was last week. You know what's going to be next week. It's a system. We ask questions. We see, we come to this world and we see our little focusing on our 70, 80 years. We think what things is happening, but you don't know where they're coming, where they're going to. You see, that's a system. There's order of generations of generations things have developed and evolved. And it goes further to future. If you wouldn't know the system where you come, it's an assembly line. It's almost my motion. We are not the one in the assembly line. You have your little boot. And you don't know what you're doing, what you're completing, where it leads further. So there's no point of asking any questions. But there's some of the focus, a little bit I could answer. The Oymar, I will as follow. Kaponim, the reasons I should be boram, baburam, timonam, matfar, because damn the star boy. One of the reasons why Kodesh Baruch Hu will hold back the panosa for a tzaddik, until he's going to have to work on it, and it's going to be tested with it, the tzaddik. Efshe could be she oman shekodam la. He had a sin which he done in this world. Therefore he has to be paid. Because Baruch is not allowed to come on Shneva, like was a hand tzaddik. Like the Mishlomim said, this tzaddik, be'oret yishulam. He's being rewarded in this world. The tzaddik is being punished for his sins in this world. This is one reason. One reason why tzaddik is bad, because there's no tzaddik who doesn't make any sins. Everyone makes some sins. And immediately he's being punished. He's being punished down in this world. So this is a benefit for the tzaddik. Why should he be punished for the avodas in the world to come? He's being paid here. As the Maral explains, he says, a chet, a sin, is a mikra, is a coincidence. It's not something it's a temporary thing, it's an incident, a coincidence. It's not the essence of the tzaddik. And so is the olam hazeh for the tzaddik, this world, is also a coincidental. It's not permanent. It's not permanent. The sins he made, a sin, which is nothing more than a coincidence, not a permanent thing, it's not a part of him. So since the act was not a permanent thing, he has to be rewarded in not a permanent world. It's a coincidental thing. He has to be
punished in
that. Punished. So he has to be rewarded for his act in this world. Yes, punished. So he's getting punished for that. However, the tzaddik, what you see really, he's a tzaddik. He's a righteous man. This is the permanent part of him. He is a permanent tzaddik. So he's a permanent tzaddik for the tzidkas. He's being rewarded in a permanent world. So, because the schar of the mitzvah is not in this world. However, since the chet is not him, so he's being rewarded, he's being paid for the chet in a world which doesn't belong to him, which is this world. He made a temporary act in the chet, so therefore he gets punished for the chet, he gets paid for the chet also in a temporary world which he exists, which is not him. Mashken Arosha. Arosha, for him, the chet, it's permanent. He does it. He wants it. And for him, living in this world is permanent. He doesn't believe in the world to come. So actually, he's being paid in what he believes, what he does. He does a permanent thing. He gets paid in his permanent world. His permanent world is down here. A mitzvah for him is temporary. A mitzvah for him is a coincidence. So therefore, the mitzvah for him is coincident. It is not as well. So therefore, it's being paid in the coincidental world, which is this world, not in the permanent world. Havera for him is permanent, so therefore, for Havera, is being punished in the permanent world in the world to come. I'm sorry. His world is also world to come. But his deeds, since Havera is the permanent thing, so he's being rewarded, paid back for Havera in the permanent world. A mitzvah, which is coincidental, he's being paid back in this world.
We should understand the tzaddikim who do have a life. Of
the other tzaddikim who say have he's going to speak soon, he's going to say why. There's a very few, there's two reasons. A very few of them because they're really tzaddik with toivloi. It's a very tzaddik with toivloi. This means that he really, and so therefore, there's no reason he should have bad. And then he's also going to explain soon, but this means that he's exclusive of us. And then there is reasons why the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a struggle, a hard time for tzaddikim in this world. It's not necessarily for Averis. It's with Derech HaTmura, by the way, they're exchanging it for Olam Habo. It's a way of the Tzisurim Shel HaHava. They're benefiting, they're making money with it. I mean, they're making. In other words, every little yisurim which we have in this world, we can't imagine what an exchange pleasure they're going to get in the world to come. It's no way comparable. You know, it's a mighty big world. The slightest little yisurim in this world is trading off. Is the most commodity, the most valuable commodity in order to acquire the world to come. And that tzaddik, no matter how good he is and how much world to come he's acquiring, he's still not satiated. He still wants more. And one of the things more is that he has his yisurim in this world. To make you good in the end. But yes, there's other reasons why tzaddikim struggle in this world. In order to show his tolerance, his understanding the good, the way good he understands and accepts Hakadosh Baruch Hu, avoida to serve Hashem, many other people should be able to learn from it. Some tzaddikim, they want to be a role model for other people. What is a tzaddik? Tzaddik is a righteous man. What does he do? All he does, all he's interested in is Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name, and to prove other people's life, and other people to be mekar of other people, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when he goes to the people, Nebuch, who are the Shoim, and he tells them, why don't you serve Hashem? Why don't you do this? Why should I do? Look what happened. Look. So the tzaddik himself has a very poverish, miserable life. He says, listen, I haven't got no better, but that doesn't keep us back not to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes the role model that nothing should be a good excuse to abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more they suffer, as you would say, people who abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Holocaust at the concentration camp, how could Hashem do this and this and this and this? And what the righteous people did, they even meant it further, even greater demonstrated their avoidance of Hashem and loyalty to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem. And it became like people said, listen, look what happened to this person. He's suffering so much and so badly, and look how much he's dedicated loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why shouldn't we do that? I know I have a person that who is working with people who are struggling, people who are childless, widows, and overseas, and all kind of person friends, and the support groups are getting them together. And it was, in the beginning it was very difficult, they were so bitter to get them together, even to want to come to a sheet to get the little chizek. But this person is coordinating, and she's a person which was twice divorced, and she has no children, and she has nothing. So she kept telling them, you know, but I went through, you went through this and this, and I went through this and this. And she says, wow, you really went through, and you're so great, and so good, and you're so enthusiastic, and so thing, and it makes them work, and that makes them come. So that's exactly what he said. There is a b'chim, there's people tzaddikim who the user to lahara sivlas barosa teva and sabay the show the struggle everything how much they accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu, other people should learn from him. Like Eev went through all this terrible tests. He lost his children, his panos, his money, and everything, and still remained a tzaddik. V'yeshiya, and also this reason tzaddikim who are suffering is l'resha am shedoyrei. For the riches of the people, for the badness of the people in this generation. Sometimes tzaddikim are suffering because of the chatoim of the dor. What? It's a hard one to understand. It's not hard to understand at all. Tzaddikim, who always had bigger house in Israel, always loved any fellow Jew. They loved that they were dedicated to any fellow Jew. And they took on the suffering for them. You know, what does a father and a mother do? You see, the only little child is suffering very, very terribly. It's very painfully suffering. And that the child has to go to other surgery, has to go through all kind of adjustments. And if there would be a way that the mother could make the surgery instead of the child, what would the mother do? Now it's easy to understand. All of a sudden you understand. I want you to know, as much the loyalty and the feeling and dedication for a mother to a child, which is great, you understand it automatically. The love from a parent to a child, and they will love to take over the pain from the child to them. So, no comparably more is the love and dedication from a tzaddik, a real tzaddik to a fellow Jew. What do you think is stronger? A natural instinct from parents to children, or the mitzvahs of after Achukum Avor, loving fellow Jew. And how do you understand it? I said a statement. A million times more is if a tzaddik feeling the pain, he would well love to help you, seeing you in pain, than a mother, a loving child, a loving mother to the child. Now, loving mother to the child means to shake your head, yes, that you understand. Any mother would take on the pain just to save the child from the pain. But you could understand why a tzaddik wouldn't suffer in order to alleviate the sins of the people of his generation. The answer is, even to just to make a little bit understand, what would be a greater pain? As you said, the first Moshe, a mother seeing his child suffering, and the mother should take on pain instead of the son, or having a very beautiful father, a great tzaddik, very dedicated, a father which everyone is in love with, an old father, and very kind and mercy, fine and beautiful. And you see that he has a beautiful Ben Yochai, the father has an only son, which he loves him very, very dearly. And that Ben Yochai is being tortured, is going down the path, is misbehaving, and his father is great tsar, great pain of it. And by you alleviating, you want to alleviate your father's pain, you would like to better this child's position. What is a greater chesed? What is a greater insight? Not the mother to the child, but rather from a child to his brother in order to alleviate the pain of the parents. It's a reflection of backwards, that we love our father so much. Now this is actually the serum of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, the Gemara says that he sits in the gates of Rome and he's sitting there with all the poor sick people and he's waiting and he takes some and he suffers the chatoim from Am Yisrael, wants to redeem Am Yisrael. And the tzaddikim, the righteous people, they share to carry Mashiach's Yisurim, which actually are the Yisurim from Klal Yisrael, to alleviate the Yisurim Kavi Yochel, because Boch is at pain and he has to inflict Yisurim on Am Yisrael, on the Jewish people, and they are alleviating those Yisurim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a reflection backwards, not the mother to the child, but we take the child's Yisurim over and out in order to alleviate the Yisurim of the parents, of the Shechina HaKadosha. And that's what they want. And they used to be tzaddikim, which all their life they were in terrible Yisurim. And that nothing, it wasn't any personal Yisurim, was only to carry for the Amshadar. Bifchenei Aboiris Ale, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu will test this tzaddik with all kind of tests, Ba'oni, Iberish, with all poverty, Bukhaloyim, with diseases, in order L'charis Chassidusoi, to show his Chassidus, his dedication to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avadosan Lehim Baladeim, to show that this man is taking on all this suffering for other people's reason, not for they haven't got one chet. They take it up for other people, to alleviate the tzoros of other people. Kama Shenemai, like the Shai says, Oche Cholienu Hu, this is our disease, Noso, Oche Cholienu Hu Noso, the tzaddik is carrying our diseases, our crank. Imachaveinu Savolam, our pain they are carrying. And that's the reason. When we see a righteous man is suffering, we have to say, he's suffering for me, he's carrying in my sins. Because the righteous people, they take on the suffering for the people in their generation. This is the other reason. This is a very high madrig reason.
Does that take that person's chet away?
Obviously.
They're not doing anything to have his chet taken away.
But it's not really said. The other people do tshuva because of that. It's not taking just... people see that tzaddikim see that people are chos. They're cynic. What do they do? They take on Yisurim, and the mispalat of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you have to punish him, punish me, I'll take the Yisurim instead of it. In order that person should do tshuva. So the person in himself has no schus to do tshuva. Hashem should help him now. But when the tzaddik takes over and suffers for him, and makes a kiddush Hashem, and alleviates the chet from the, doesn't let it accumulate this big riches, it's mispalat for them, so then because of this, all of a sudden some light is coming to that Rosh, and the Rosh does tshuva. And many times a person all of a sudden does tshuva, gets a healing tshuva, just because this tzaddik took on the pain and it was part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, made a kiddush Hashem, and that did it.
So the
tzaddik
takes on the
chet
of the person.
He's suffering for the chet of the people.
So,
instead of the person, no, other things. Hashem also, the tzaddik knows, if this person would have suffered so badly as he deserves, he couldn't even have the right to do tshuva. So, but the tzaddik feels the other fellow Jew as himself.
And as long as the person is tshuva, then the suffering of the tzaddik has been worthwhile.
Of course. So that's the reason to suffer.
And if the person doesn't do tshuva, even though we see the tzaddik suffering, he doesn't make the connection between
then
the suffering of the tzaddik and his
rishus. It doesn't have to see it. It comes automatically.
But as far as that person is concerned.
Yeah, the person gets it automatically. Of course, then the person is being double punished. Mm-hmm. You, Rashi, remain the Rashi, don't mind that the whole tzaddikim are suffering because of you. Yesterday, tzaddikim used to fast. Used to take on this to fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. Used to all kind of things for Golas HaShchina and for the benefit of the Jews. Many tzaddikim used to Lufinim and Dois. The Gemara says, Bas Kol Yoytze B'chol Yom, a voice comes out every day. Kol Oilem Nizem Ba'a V'chanina B'ni. The whole world is being fed because of the schus of Chanina B'ni. But Chanina B'dayel, the Kafkarim, made a Shabbos at Shabbos. For him, he was living in such a poverty shlad, he had a little carob which he ate from Shabbos to Shabbos. But the whole world still was benefiting because of him. In other words, he went through suffering a whole week in a poverty shlat in order to feed all the other people. So that's a service which the tzaddik does to Klal Yisrael. It's a service which the tzaddik does to Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Shechina HaKadosha, and for Melech HaMashiach, alleviating the several Yisurim of Melech HaMashiach. There used to be tzaddikim which he used to purposely take on Yisurim just to help Melech HaMashiach. Just to help. You know, how many times we husbands, when we are next to our wives when they're giving birth, and outside in the waiting room, if we could only take over a partial Yisurim of our, wouldn't we do it? We would do it. We can't do it. We could say Tillet. But we can't do it. But if you could the Chevre Ledo, the Melech HaMashiach is suffering the Chevre Ledo, the birth pains, the labor pains. And the tzaddikim are joining him. Whatever they could take over to join and to suffer along.
Doesn't Hashem suffer? If the youth suffer, Hashem suffers.
Golas Hashchina.
So the bottom line, Hashem is the same thing. The tzaddik suffers more than Hashem is also suffering.
If the tzaddik wouldn't suffer and wouldn't alleviate the rishis of the Rosh and to make it possible the Rosh should do tshuva, it would be endless suffering, would be even more. Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy that the way the tzaddikim, they are worrying for the other people, and then eventually become improved. So that's the tikkun. V'yashim mitzvah shenenu mekan Elohim lekach v'chim anshel. Then there is tzaddikim who are suffering. The question was, how come tzaddikim are suffering? The answer is, he is taka tzaddik for himself, but he doesn't care for other people's improvement. He doesn't machiach. He lives in a place where other people do wrong things, and is not sensitive to it. Yes, there is reasons sometimes tzaddik is suffering. She bit me. She never mekane l'alayim. He doesn't speak up for Kodesh Baruch Hu lekachas adim ma'al shadayrei, that he should make justice for the people. He should ask them to k'mo shadata, as we know me'inan eli yubonav. But it's eli akfayin in the shil show Omar. By him, of course, the pasuk says v'hoi koranoyse v'beischa yovel shetach vois loyel agoyes kesef. All the leftovers in your house, all the family people of you, you're going to bow down for a little money. The kikalech of a piece of bread, you become so poor, they're going to bow down for a little money, for a kikalech of a little bread. And this all was because they had not chastised the people in the generation, didn't say Musar. So this is, he gave several reasons why tzaddikim would suffer. What is the reason of the goodness which Kodesh Baruch Hu has on the Shoem? Why should the Shoem have benefits? Yes, there is reason Shatiya Babar Toy Vishakad Malay. The same reason. He made a mitzvah once, the Rosha. Is it Malay or Limalay? But anyway, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying back the good things in this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying his enemies on his face while he's living here. He's rewarding him for his mitzvahs. For what reason? Lahavidoy, in order to destroy him. Most of the Shoem, things go good for them, is self-destructive, because they are setting for you good deeds, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying them up in this world. The Tirgibah by Rishonim, and the Rishonim, the commentary said, explained this passage, Meshalem L'Soinayu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding for the sonim. Zachvan the inun avdin, the mitzvahs which they do, kodmoyi, b'chayeh lo v'deyay, for the workers. At least I think this is a Zayra Kodesh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding for those who do good things in their life in order to destroy them. Yes, to destroy for the world to come. They should not know, they shouldn't have any oil in my book. V'yesh neis other reason why doing shiti al derech hapikod netzloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only investing by him the goodness, but the goodness really doesn't meant to be his. Ad shiitel ha'eliz baruch ben tzadik is going to have a child of tzadik yirul, which is going to be worthy to have this goodness. Kuma shu'omar, ha'po says yochin v'tzadik yilbosh. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares by Russia wealth and money in order the tzadik should be dressed up with it. Sometimes it's an advanced allowance. He's a Rosha. He should be punished and everything. He's going to get in the world to come. But why Hashem gives him a good wife? Why Hashem gives him a good household? Why Hashem gives him enough money, good panosa? Because it's destined from this child, from this Rosha, a tzaddik going to come out. And the tzaddik has to be the benefactor. Everything is a preparation for the children. Everything is a preparation for the children. So we see this, the Rosha already now is benefiting all the goodness, but he was then meant to be his. Meant to be his children, and now the children, Hashem knows the future, and Hashem knows that this child of this tzaddik is going to be, of this Rosha, is going to become a tzaddik. So therefore we see many times, we see in America that many rich people, and they die and they leave an heritage for yeshiva, for this, and somehow all of a sudden a nephew, Baal Tshuva, is inheriting his uncle, and he's sitting and learning from it. All of a sudden he got money, so he doesn't have to go to work. So we never know. So you could have asked the question 30 years ago, why is this man such a successful man, such an arrogant Russia? Why is this such a successful man? But you know the future, what will be? Eventually the money going to end up by child, by grandchild, by nephew. It's going to end up and he's going to be, this Yochin Kurboch is preparing in order, the Tzadik Kilbosh, the Tzadik should be, use it, utilize it. Where it says, Nosan, Kurboch gave for the sinner, Inyan, Lesa Velichno, Islosis, the Toys, he gave the idea that you should try to gather and collect and accumulate money, save up money, in order further to give it further, you should collect them in order to give it over to the one which Kodesh Baruch Hu really likes him. But actually, there's other reason why for the Rosh things go well. Shitiya Siba Akdoyle Shebe Siba, that this thing going to be the reason, it's one of the greatest, Moisevere Osai. This is going to be his destruction. It's most of it, as the Chayav Sod says. Sometimes the goodness which the Rosh has is the siva of his total destruction, that he doesn't know that this is actually going to destroy him. Kumar Shekosar, our Pesuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Oysher Shomel Bo'olam L'Ra'osai. Sometimes the richness is preserved for his master in order to hurt him. And this is in most cases. But all the Toiva, all the goodness which the Rosh experienced is actually a destructive father. He's being punished with it. The Efshir sometimes could be the reason to Laharicha Boyeris Alaloi at Shiyoshiv Yeroiloi. Some Kodesh Baruch is advancing good to him in order to tempt him, he should come back and do tshuva, Kmo Shidat Minya Menashe, as it was by Menashe. By Menashe Kodesh Baruch Hu, finally, he saved Menashe from the worst catastrophe, the last moment, in order he should do tshuva. And he did tshuva. V'yashiti Lechesed Shekodam Obi, sometimes Chusovas. Sometimes the Rosh is benefiting because of the chesed of his father. He had a great father, great ancestors. He had a school service. So he wrote, Le'etiv Livnoi Bavura. Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding for the children that they should have an easier life because of the father. Kmo she'omer le'yeh be'onim she'bnei re'evim yeh shvilach el kis Yisroel. Shiat Rishmai Shara Bitochen Daf Reish Kovov. The middle of the daf. And the question was, the Kasha, the famous Tzadik Verala Rosh HaVetoibloi. This is already a Kasha which Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oid, Yesh Shetiyah LeChesed, and also it is possible that why it could be sometimes a Rosh and things go well with him, Shetiyah, the reason will be LeChesed SheKodam Oviv. His father did an act of Chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had bestowed goodness for his son because of the father. Just like he said to him, your fourth grandchildren will sit for you on Kisi Yisrael, on the as kings. Omar, it says, Shlomech was halav besumoy tzaddik, and the tzaddik goes to his tmimus, to his righteousness, and b'tzev kodesh baruch hu asher borav achra fortunes are the children after schus of us. Omar, like David the Medal says, Nare Yisi, the Gamza County, from I was young and I was all my life, from my youth to my elder, Lord Yisi, I never saw tzaddik nezov, tzaddik being abandoned by Hashem. Bezaroi mevakesh lochem, or his children should ask for bread because they're breadless. Now, why would the children have? Because the father is a tzaddik. So therefore, there's also the reason why it could be Rosh of a Toivilo, the Rosh has everything, because they had made certain schools, the parents made the certain schools, and it extends to the generations below. But this is the answer on Rosh of a Toivilo. But that wasn't be the answer on Tzaddik Beralo. On Tzaddik, and it's bad for him. Why? Because there's a father in Rosh. But this, at least it answers why there's Rosh of a Toivilo. But yes, and there's also reason, obviously, it's more emphasizing of Tzaddik Verara is not such a kasha. Because that you said that very clearly. There's no tzaddik should make only bad, only good. Obviously, a chet must be. It's inevitable that person should live through life without sinning. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying him for the sins right here. So Tzaddik Verara is not such a kasha. A kasha is Rosh HaVetoivloi. Well, Rosh is possible, shouldn't make anything good. If you make something good, how much should you be rewarded? That much? On Rosh HaTov, there's no klal that any Rosh Shelo Yaseh Toif, there's no Rosh never should make any good. So how come there? We could see the biggest Rishon is something's good for that. And that's the answer.
And for it.
Yeah, fine, good. But how much you know? How much is the schar? Why should be the schar greater than even expected? The Rosh himself is saying he doesn't believe anything.
Because it's translated into the school.
Yeah, but to what extent? But obviously, every schus has a certain special reward. Some schus has a special reward for the future. Some brochus are special. And more than this, you don't want necessarily that your schusim should be interpreted, that your children should be the benefactors. Why should... There's obviously them Sguladiga mitzvahs, Sguladiga, which the nature of that is that it remains down in this world, which is not the obvious schar. It has to do with him, it has to do with the children. But obviously, some schusim, there is some certain areas, but Tuma Hoyloch, Tuma Tzadik, Sarah Batuma Tzadik, Asher Bonav Achrot. There's a certain area which, Sarah Batuma Tzadik, which leads automatically to Shemonav Achrot. And then I said, always all the children are, and how about sometimes the person, everything goes good. And if the brother thing doesn't go good, it's the same father, the same mother, why does Chus only stays for us? But obviously this is also a factor. But yes, and there is also other reason. Shetiel and Nasr is Anshia Tarmis. The reason why it's called good for Russia, in order to prove Anshia Tarmis, the people who are fooling, and the hidden badness which they have, Kishem Roim Zeh, when the cities, they go away from, it's also the reason why there is an uneven relationship to people, and not understood relationship to people, and you see Tzadik Verosha, Tzadik Veral Verosha Toivloi, it really snaps the people who are fooling themselves, snaps them, and Kishem Roim Zeh, when people see Memharim Losim Avoyda Saboyda, use it as an excuse to go away from Avodas Hashem. V'choshim li'yisratzot anshei resha, and they go and they adapt themselves to the bad people. Lima Hashem, Tzelefanim Hashem. V'sborer hanovar le'lehim, and it's going to be proven who is really righteous. Shakodesh Baruch Hu. V'yiro ha'neman, it's going to be shown who is the real trust, who is really trusting. V'avodos and v'savloi es. Shisholtin boy, and Vaishinois. When we see that it will be proven when people will dominate over him and they're going to embarrass him because it keeps the mitzvahs and he's going to stick it up. So obviously, when you see Tzadik Veraloi, with all the things which are going on, it still remains a Tzadik, and that's going to be evidence for everyone that he's a real Tzadik. He's going to get rewarded on that. Kumo Shedatan, Inyan Eliyo, Yimizeva, Yimio, Malchidoiroi, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu had proven to the people when there was the contest was made between Eliyahu and Izebel, Yirmiyahu and Malchut Torah. So obviously gave this various reasons, which obviously is not the final reason. Because Baruch Hu finally answered, I think, for Moshe Rabbeinu, to know the real reason, Tzadik V'ra Rosh V'Toyva, this is something which, almost like the Bechin Shtoikach Olam Moshova Lefonai, something which you have to accept with Shtika, with quietness. You can't understand it. This is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu around the world, he has it designed, he has it planned in advance. If he would have known, he would understand the full design. Matter of fact, the Ramchal says, this was Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why exactly this person, why exactly him? Everything, all this, okay, we could understand. We have the Nidra Shoim, we need Tzadikim, we need Tzadik V'Ra'ala, we need Rosh HaVetoyvila, we need Tzadik V'Toyvila, Rosh HaVetoyvila, all these factors need, but why exactly this person, why exactly not him? And Hashem answered those things you can't understand down here in this world. Because you have to look the whole world as one blueprint, as one unit, as one design. And then you could understand what's happening. When you see an artist is painting a picture, a big artist is painting a picture. In the beginning of the painting, you see he makes a part here, he blackens here, makes this, makes that. Throws colors, throws all kinds of things. And you haven't got the slightest imagination what's going to come out. But once you see the complete picture, says, now I understand why did this, why did that, why that. It's no way that you could take out the information before the picture is not completed. The world is still being in process of completion. Mashiach will come and say, Malo Oris Deis Hashem, then we will see the complete picture from beginning of creation. Then we will understand everything what transpired clearly. And even our personal life, which we went through all in our lives, David HaMelech says, Ozim Moris Choyk Pini, our mouth is going to be filled up with laughter. What's going to fill up with laughter? What is the laughter? Usually something is very funny, something a big surprise, you laugh. But we're going to see on all the things we complained on and we cried on, to what kind of beautiful ingredients this had, that was a makeup, a made up from my whole plan. You burst out the left, look how foolish I was then, but foolish here I complained and here I cried. This was awesome what is going to be. But now, you have to that was Shlomo Melech says, Mishaloch betumo y tzadik. Tzadik goes with me, Mr. HaKadosh Baruch
The Kimish is bought it. Does this already attain that level in this world, or he just didn't bother him anyway? I mean, you can already see the clarity in this world that nothing is bad, or he just said nothing is bad?
No, Shalom with too much tzaddik. He didn't know that yet. It's no way for Shlomo Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it, the Rebbe also didn't know it. Shalom with too much tzaddik. It was no bad with Shalom too much tzaddik. Rebbe was in a position just like being a little child in the mother's arm. Knowing that you're in a mother's army, you're so embraced with love with your mother that you don't have to understand. Obviously, when we say this thing of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was not nobody has Mashiach now, to a certain extent, to a certain area, yes, but not to the overall area. If Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, why exactly him and why exactly somebody else? This is showing the blueprint from the Tchilas Mashiach's Mabashis and from before until after, until the completion. With Tmimus, with absolute maximum Tmimus. That's the Masalach of Rebbe Zisha. To accept, to know that Hashem knows what he's doing, and if I'm not worried. The Kimish is Baruch Yiva Gilgul. Since it has been proven, Chiyuv, the requirement HaGilgul, there's everything which brings Alasimus Arbnei Odam, all the results and all the happenings which happen in a person, is Misgalga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we will explain. Here we come to the famous Bitochen Vishtavlas. Not every person is required to run after a kolsibe on every. Not every person has to run after every Ishtavlas, Mesibe Saterev, to bring him Panosa. There's a lot of reasons which is bringing. There's a lot of ishtalos, there's a lot of reasons for bringing some of those. Mehenne colors. There are many, which is very easy. Shetor chome'af, which is very little effort that you have to put in. Keschoyre b'chanus. Just like, you have merchandise in the store. You know, you have to go buy bread. All you have to do, go to the bakery, you have bread. So it's not such a big thing. The ishtalos of go buy bread is not such a big thing. Obviously, ishtalos, it's not man which is falling at your doorstep. But it's not something you have to go out and work and be sure, will I get a job, will I make a check, will I not. It's talking about It's a little work. Just like there's merchandise available in the store, or handwork, which could easily be accomplished. You could feel like sewing, like connecting one cloth to the Basifrus, or to be a writer, or Itzra Mischorim, or to be a bookkeeper, Uschir Harisim, and to be an artist, be a contractor, a pa'alim, or a worker. You could any time contract, you could take a field on commission, or you could work, or to be a simple servant, or be a farmer. So that which is accessible, it's available. I mean, the word, it's easy to obtain. Imahem. And there's other type of efforts which sometimes it requires. Siboys, kol kind of efforts when you give a Torah, where you have to really work hard and to go out to get it. Keep it oiros. You have to, for instance, you have to complete a letter, or you have to mine from mines steel, copper, which is really a lot of work, hard work. I mean, not know it's made good, the zikr kakes of boy ferris, or to purify the silver from lead. But no samus, so it's aquarius, or to carry heavy loads. Velechus bedrochim rechaikim tomid, and to be. To travel, distant traveling, void the Sadova Kharishosama, to work hard work, turning farmland, it's much more work. So out of this we see in the world there's two different types of effort. Easy, accessible, available, or difficult, hard. And then we also see different type of people. And you see people, with a very strong body, but they're very weak mind, they're not intelligent. They're very strong farmers, strong physical people, but intelligence is pretty low. So obviously those people have been made, they're adapted to work and to be busy in their life. What is needed, like big farmers, like big miners to mine coal, you need a lot of physical, you don't need too much brain. Then you have other people, they are weak in their body, but they have good minds, they're very intelligent, intellectual. He shall never look, which is really weakening his body because he's weak. He should look at which is easy on his body, and he could do it. Every person has a certain liking in a certain area, in a certain trade, in a certain career, every person has a certain liking to a certain thing in his panosa more than something else. Kodesh Baruch Hu had put it into his nature, a have of a chiva, a certain love and a certain desire to a certain thing more than above somebody else. And so it's also about all the other animals. Kodesh Baruch Hu had made the nature of cats, they love to eat mice. So they're not after mice. Why? Because they have also been created here to eliminate mice. This type of a bird which eats other little birds. Like the deer, love to hunt after snakes. And everything has a purpose in the world that clears it out. There's certain birds where they eat fish, they come down to the water and they snap out with the fish and have all the capabilities, they know how to do it. The nature of every kind from the animals, they have a certain nature and inclination, a certain growth, a certain grass. Hot ba'olaf liyasibu lemzaynoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu had ingrained in his nature that this should be the siva, the way of to feeding him. The Kuzbach also gave him the tools and the faculties to be able to accomplish it. Kepeho orich, like this bird who has this long mouth, how do you call this long?
Bill?
Okay, which goes into the water. Or vishayko orich loif, or this bird with the long legs who could stand in such a water, she saw the sadon where he's fishing the fish out. The keshen vatipoin lechazok alari, just like the strong nail and teeth, which is the lion has, which has to tear apart the animal, like the horn, which is for the ox to gore with, for the eye, and for the deer, ashetucha mezoinim in atzemach, which you're able to clear out and to the food from growth. No nita lo klei atzayid v'ateref, and he has been not been given the other faculties that he should terrify other animals. Everyone has different characteristic which is related to his nature. And he says, Achavisov says a very interesting analogy. Just like you see the animals, that every animal has been created with a certain inclination, with a certain know-how, how to acquire his food, and also adapted to his nature and to his desire, is also the faculties of his organism, is built so he should be able to acquire it. So is what Adimin Azeh, exactly according to this analogy, Timtzi will find Midas Bnei Odam. That the people are also divided in different natures. Every person, one is a born artist, one is a born outside person, one is a born inside person, one is intellectual, one is physical. Every person has different midos. You could find some. And to their midos, Akush Bochad adapted their body, that the body should fit their requirement. You could find some, their body, mochonois, are prepared to schedule for the vlochas, to different trades, to different works. Some people may find in their nature, in their characters, koisef, they have a certain yearning, to a certain type of a work, and his body will be capable of doing it, will be able easily to carry on and to go along with this work. And he's going to go after it because he likes it, and he will make that as the condition la voice mazan to bring his panosir isbal moskamirusoi, and he's gonna be able to tolerate the sweetness of this work and also the bitterness. While Yokut and his Kishimura Menatel Bitasitim, and he wouldn't even be disgusted when sometimes things doesn't work, he doesn't have it. He's not gonna run away because he still likes his career. Achif Tobelakim, he's going to run because she aspik Lotarfakolimhab, because Bach will feed him. In other words, the Khalisa puts in on a very clear cut. For instance, a person has in nature to be an artist. I just give a guy and say an artist. A person happens to be an artist. He's a liking to being an artist. He has all the meters after everything is good. And he happens to be a famous artist. And he loves it as an artist. And he makes a panos of it. Now, when he realizes what he's doing, why he's doing it, this is way of panos. All of a sudden, people stop buying pictures, stop buying his art, his thing. There's no point that he should abandon now to become art and become a grocery man or a milk deliverer or whatever, just because in this area he didn't make panosa. Because it's very obvious, because Bocha didn't give him panosa, because Bocha doesn't want to give him panosa. And therefore he shouldn't switch positions. He should stay and think, and he should carry on, should wait until eventually he should be misspelled, until Bocha will give him panosa. In other words, when is it justified that people jump around from business to business, from trade to trade? Only if you do something which is against your nature, against your liking, you're not adapt to it, but something which is in you, which you like, and you're very well adapted to it, and you have all the natural things with it, because both of your natural things with it, there's no point of jumping around. Just because there's no panosa. Shem doesn't want to give you panosa. People say, when do you switch jobs? A person has been born into a family, things with they're wholesalers. And they have a wholesale store, and he knows the business very well, and he likes it, he loves it, he's known, and everything. All of a sudden, this business is very dead on him, it doesn't go. What's the point of changing positions? Oh, now the real estate is better. You're not making because Hashem doesn't give it to you. So you're going to search your real estate, you have two things. You're not going to have fun, or suppose you're not going to like what you're doing. Might as well stay where you are, at least it's easy, you could still learn. You have a piece of my eye, don't have fun, so yes. Wait until be mispalei. Hashem should give you parnasa.
So part of the chore of parnasa is not just making the money, but discovering your talents and discovering your abilities.
Yeah. It's always important when you go out making ishtadlus, you have to be evaluate yourself very honestly. What are you most equipped to do? What you like the most to do? Where you see the most successes? And what your situation adapts it? And that's the indication of what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants us out doing Yishtalas, and in Mirash from Nedar, before we were born already, Hashem knows what our mission is, and He prepared us to this mission. So if a person happened to be a farmer, he loves to be in nature, loves to be working on the field, working it, he gives him a strong body, it makes him think less, and then he'll be enjoying what he's doing. And take the other person, he should work on thinking, he looks himself, he's an animal, he's a donkey, what am I, plowing the fields, what am I doing all day long with the fields? For one person, he loves it, and it's all withered, another person. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give this different avimin? Obviously, this is your job to do. So therefore, it's right. In other words, it's not right a person should go against himself. Yeah, because torturing himself. You never push yourself. You just do whatever you have been put for that. And this is what I'm saying. Also, the Saschus Vul is also the same thing. Some people have been fit for sitting and learning all their life. They love it, they like it, and they know it, and they grow on it, and the thing. I mean, Hashem made you capable that you should become a Saschus. You have no right to become a Zul. And some people, it just doesn't go. And he's getting frustrated, and it doesn't go into his head. Now, obviously, you should try to be Saschus to learn, but when it is, you should do it in order to be prepared for life. But once you get mad, you have to bring Panosa. And the learning doesn't go well. See, when learning goes well, then a person is designed to be a Saschar, and he continues to learn, and even Panosa doesn't go, but he's still happy. He could still make happy his wife, his children, he still grows and everything. So he has no Panosa. What would be if you're going to go out and make Panosa, still not making Panosa? So but at least he's sitting alone, that's compensating him. But this is all when he has all the characteristic and design equation to be a Saschar. But somebody doesn't have it at all. And then he sits alone because he wants to, and he's pushing himself, which is good. But when it comes a time and you see that it interferes with life, and interferes that you can't be a happy husband and a happy father, and a lot of frustration, obviously indicates that this is an indication of Hashem. He wants you to be a Zul, but you have a different mission in this world.
You didn't say she had Parasha Kala, whatever it is?
What does mean Kala? Kala is not designed in a dictionary. Kala means Kala on you. You should have an easy, light panosa. Lightness, it doesn't go in heavy industry, light industry. Kala, light on you. It shouldn't be burdening you. It shouldn't be hated. That's called Kala. You should always see to make panosa from the area which you like, which is something which is in your forte, which is not to. In Mitzrayim, the Venus is sold by Forech. They made this role work with hard work. So Chazal Tevatman, they gave the work of a woman to man, the work of a man to woman. Now, the work of a woman to man is very easy, but it's still before a person can tolerate it. So for the work of a woman to a man would not be umnus kalos for a man, it would be a very heavy umnus. Kala doesn't mean the way you. Kala means to you. It's light on you. You adapted to it very well. This is one of the famous principles of the Chavis Salvos, when you advise people, that you always advise people when you see a person is in the right business, in the right position, everything is right, as far as fitting him and likes it, and everything is very well fitted. The producer doesn't go, says, should I switch? No, you don't switch. There's no point of switching. You know, the producer doesn't want to give you, so once you're going to jump somewhere else, you're going to have two things, not panosa, plus you're not going to be happy, and you're going to work anyway hard. Just stay right where you are, and at least, you know, you have no panosa, at least you have peace of mind, you can sit and learn now. And you should really be mechaven. You should think that that's what Hashem is keeping busy his heart and his body in his ishtablus, which he has to do. And he has to go. Lamoid, why is he standing? So when a person is adapting himself to the panosa, which is fitting him according to what Hashem has set him up, so obviously he should be mechaven. So why am I doing outside looking for panosa? Because the Cham says, "Lamer b'mitzvah sabayre." Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded me to be in this position. Shetziva Adam, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded me. This also b'siva soilam. Hashem wants me to be busy in here. Obviously, if we have a master and he's giving everyone work, so one of us he gives you ammunition. So, you know, you have to be a soldier. The other one he puts on an apron. So go to the kitchen and work. Everyone gives them a hammer and a saw. So you become a carpenter. Everyone gives them a wrench. You become a plumber. So as long as everyone sees himself with a certain ammunition, everyone finds them with a certain tools that Hashem has given them. After Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you out in his world, you do this, you do this, and we all here to fulfill his command with the mitzvah. Kavoyde sadom v'charishos v'zriyos v'lak peso. Hashem wants us, so those farmers who should work on the field, plowing the field, k'moshakos v'posve, v'yikar Hashem elokim eso odom. Kodesh Baruch Hu has taken a man, v'nichei b'gan Eden, and put him into Gan Eden, lo'ovde l'shamroi. To work it, to preserve it, to watch him, to be a gardener. So obviously Hashem put him there. So is us. Hashem puts us here in this world, which the world in essence is a Gan Eden. We don't see it yet. This is our job. We have to discover it. But the truth of the matter, this world is a Gan Eden. The world is a Gan Eden. And we are being put in of the Lashamra. And everyone gets to know how, what to do, how to, we, everyone has, of us has been put into a position, what to do here. That we should also utilize and use different animals. Besalois of all the values and benefits Mzainov in the feeding binyan amdinas and build countries and governments for Chonos Mzainov in preparing the food, and also that we should use and utilize the women which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, who live in Ois and Harbos Azera, we should live with them in order we should have children, we should have families. In this way, then we know that we are all doing Kibbutz Hashem gave us, nature's inclinations, desires, and needs, and dependency. All of them is seen as a mitzvah saboida. Comes out, everything which we are doing, no matter what, the Yeniskar are coming also, we're going to get rewarded because of our intention. The difference is, when we go after Panosa, Elavla Goy goes after Panosa, both of us chase Panosa. But the chilek is, I'm chasing Panosa knowing Hashem is feeding me anyhow. But why do that? Because obviously Hashem wants me to do it. He wants me to be out, so I'm getting rewarded, I'm giving rewarded for working for Panosa, but the Goy is not. And we're going to be Niskala Kavanosa, we're going to be benefiting and rewarded for our attention, and we're looking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, believe in our hearts and our spoiler. If you will get the end result of Panosa not. You go out and working in the field because you know that's what Hashem wants you to do. If it's going to grow or not, if you're going to make under Panos or not, you go out to business for it could be a success or not, you get rewarded anyhow. So it comes out the outcome of the... Your reward doing what you have to do has nothing to do with the outcome.
Reward, as in the
as we said before, he is a man who is equipped and fitted to do this and this and this and all his life he did. All of a sudden he has no Panos. So should I switch position or not? You come to ask. So if the Rebbe, if he answers you through the Shkof and the Chavis, he says, there's no point for you changing. Just stay where you are. If Hashem wants to give you Panos, he could give you. If not, he's not giving you no matter where you change. And you continue to be in this empty store doing this thing and cycling nothing, just spending time. He says, but I'm not making Panos. So you're not here to make Panos. Hashem wants you to have a store, to service people, to whatever it's doing. Panos doesn't give it. It's Hashem's business. She's being rewarded by doing Hashem's your mitzvah. Regardless if you make Panos or not. And there's no point of changing. Hashem wants to be in this position. How do you know he wants me? Because this is what I like, this is what I know, this is what is fitting me. I should change that position, which is totally against my nature, against my grain. That's going to bring me Panosa. You see, this person did it in the switch and did make Panosa. But if he would have stayed in this position, he wouldn't make Panosa. He would have done Panosa too. There's never a proof, this one did it or this one didn't do it. It doesn't mean anything. If he did it, he would have done it. If he would have stayed in his position too.
Much of the use of Adam in Gan Eden.
Why do you have to worry? I'm happy the way I am. I'm here because I wanted to come here. Hashem placed me here. It's my Gan Eden. The fact you don't see it, we are blind, we don't see it, but we're gonna see it in the end. That's the real attitude of how we should look at life. The best of Chaim always brings it as a proof. In Echeis HaOdem Gan Eden. And we say, you are that Adam. All the things which is being expressed inside through Adam, you should relate to yourself. Hashem has put us into this. This world is a Gan Eden. It's a Garden of Eden, and our function is to do what you have to do, and eat what Hashem tells you to eat, and enjoy it. What Hashem didn't tell you, you don't eat. And if you do, if you live according to this instruction, knowing that you are in the Gan Eden of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're always under the supervision and instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have that automation. The only thing is, he saw before he sinned, he saw the beauty in everything, he saw from one end to the other zone, and now because he had sinned, we got blind, we don't see it, and this is the challenge which we have. So a person has no bitochim, a person is always worrying and running from one place to another place, switching and this, he's always grumbling and complaining. It means he doesn't realize he's in Gan Eden. Now, this has another implication too. Once you know you're in the right position, you're doing this, your panosa, there's no right to complain. Oh, it's hard, it's difficult, always down. You don't have to complain, you have to do the same control all above. Just like complain, I have to put on tefillin again, I have to keep Shabbos again, I have to get out to work again, I have to go to my store again. You have to strike away your business. You have to be simcha in your business, just like you be simcha in Avodas Hashem. Because for you, the whole life is one chain of Avodas Hashem. You sit behind the wheel driving a taxi. This is what Hashem wants me to do, this is my job. Fine, strike away. Lebedig, you have to be. Our panos is not here. Nobody has a lot. My panos is not b'shetet. This year I'm having a tough year. But there's no point of being sad about it. Am I in the right position? Am I in the right place? This is what I'm good. This is what I'm... Man. This is my panos. And in Gan Eden, if you feel that you're always getting over the shower, there must be the simcha to it. There must be not lip service. You have to live up to it.
Is it fair to say Adam Rishon had two careers? I mean, he was Shamar Lavda, and then B'dayis of Tachat Tachat Eleven because his nature changed?
That was after that. This is Tachat Tachat was after when he sinned.
Yeah, but so because his nature changed?
Obviously,
before,
that...
Before he was the intellectual, now became the... I mean, he lived a double life. He had both.
No, the truth of the matter, before he was his Sofkan, after that he became his Zvula. And the Sofkan is also La of the Shamra. It's not intellectual. La of the means to work. Mitzvah say to go out with the Chesed and the Dut. Before that, see, if you remember in the book I'm writing about, this was really the whole switch of the automatic position. The Soskhar and Zulun accomplish the same mission. They serve Hashem in every second in their life, they're fulfilling, servicing the world and maintaining the world and running the world. The Soskhar runs the world non-directly, is affecting the world non-directly, but it's just as much as affecting as the Zulun, which is actually physically running the world. A Soskhar is in the inner part, he's the programmer. And Zvulun is on the outside, is the external part, you see it. It's in action, you see it. Now, Adam Rishon, when he was put before the Chet, was in a Chet Gavad Shamra, he was fully responsible for the running and condition of the whole world in every little detail. The Adam Shamra, all Tariq Mitzvahs, everything, but it was in a manner of a Soskhar. The fact that he was unhappy with himself and he made a sin, Pshat is he wanted to put, that was actually his Chet was, he changed position. Now, but he didn't, he changed only the way to fulfill his position, but he still accomplished the same mission after that. Whatever he was capable of accomplishing in Gan Eden before, after when he became a Zvulun, he was chased out, and I said, you have to do this, and I have to go and work hard, you have to do it physically, manually, to see, improve it. Because the, but both of the Soskhar and Zvulun is here in this world to run the world, and to be a partner in the world, and to be Mikad Hashem Shavayim. In every given moment, every given second, they should sanctify Hashem's name. כמו שחפוסי ולגד פוסק סייס, הגיע כפך וכסריך להשריך וטועב לך. That's exactly what you just said. Now you can understand how you could be really be happy with your hard work. כי הגיע כפך וכסריך. If the hard work of your hands, when you're going to eat, for הגיע כפך, when you want to eat, you're going to eat, you're going to make panosa from your hard-earned hand work, which is adaptable and fitted for you. Because that's what you're going to do. You're fortunate in this world, but טועב לך is going to be in the world to come. And why, as we explained already many times, because if you could be happy with your hard work in this world, it shows that you really acknowledge that you are Shliach Hashem. like I say, Hashem gave me this body, gave me this needs, gave me this thing, in order to fulfill this order. All your deeds, whatever you do, should be L'shem Shomayim. Just like when you come to the Besmerish and to learn Torah and to daven and doing mitzvahs, L'shem Shomayim, so should be your work, L'shem Shomayim. When you go out to make business, you go out to work, whatever you're doing in the physical, day-to-day, ordained world, mundane world, it should be L'shem Shomayim, you fulfill Hashem's order. His reliance should be only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on his hand, what he is doing. Sholem, he's going to rely totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a canoe, as Sibov, as a Sibois. And never ever is going to be hurt and harmed because of conditions, because the conditions of making a panosa had affected him negatively. He will never be worried of that, I was a shlemil, this competitor took away this, and this is what happened to me, there's a slow economy. He will never blame the lack of panosa because of this one and that one, competitor, small economy, or mistakes. There's no point. Lack of panos has nothing to do with that. Lack of panos comes because Hashem doesn't give it to you. Prosperity doesn't come because you're successful and everyone is successful. The economy is good. It's because Hashem wants to give you money. It's money has nothing to do. You do what you have to do because Hashem wants you to do it. If a person always thinks what he does in his inside and his outside, Hashem Shemaim, he will never be affected by the outcome. Don't ever establish that your panos is only established on certain definite panos. You have to do this and this, then you're making panos. Don't ever relate to panos. I said, Valyaksha, if don't think itarpa that your panos, your food, mu'omod, is established at Sibi Yuduo, on only on this place. Will you do this? You get it. If not, you're not going to get it. A human being, if a higher worker says, if you do this and this, what I need, I give you money. If not, I'm not giving you money. Hashem doesn't have to say, if you do me this and this, I need. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem, go ahead and do this, or this and this has to be done. Panosa comes anyhow. I mean, the one has got to do it. I gave you life, I have to feed you. In other words, panosa is not connected to certain specific panosa. It's a specific job. All Hashem wants you to do this job. If you do the job, you get rewarded. In not in that necessarily in the form of panosa. You don't do the job, you're going to be punished. But parnassah is not related to it.
So you can't switch it. If a person makes parnassah and he switches, he's still going
to
make parnassah.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're not supposed to switch, which is not fitted for you.
Exactly.
Which is not fitted for you. And if this condition will be taken away, if you're not going to, it's not going to come for other condition. If you happen to be in real estate and this is your fitted panos and things are not going, doesn't mean that you have to change. You're going to change, you're not going to make it there either. The panos, in other words, if there's water in the reservoir, there's no money in the tank, and you see, you open up the faucet, no water is coming, so you're changing the faucet. Changing the faucet is not going to make your water come, there's just no water in the tank. Changing forces will not bring you, and opening up a second force will not going to bring you more. But what is it? You have to only rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu betafel by feeling of Yeda. All Ishtadlus, anything that you do is all the same thing. Once you give it to Panosa, it's his business to get you the Panosa. No matter what you do, he's going to give it to you. Yatrifei is going to feed you a Mash Yitzamem, which Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. Kodesh Baruch Hu will feed you the way he wants you to feed you, but Eshi Yitzamem. And the time when he wants to feed him, anything he sheets of which condition? The pasuk says, "Kein Hashem matzoy lo yishia v'rav amet." Because Boch has no limitation of helping a person with a lot or with less. If you work a lot or if you work a little bit, will no way be effective the end result what Hashem wants to give you. If Hashem wants to give you, you could have a very limited exposure to Parnosa, you're going to get it. If Hashem doesn't want to give you, you could have, no matter what doing, you're not going to make it. Woman like the poster says, Ki hu anoise locho koyach lasas choyer. Because everything which you do, Akush Boko gives you the koyach to do Parnosa. Woman the poster says, Karinav says, Loi b'chayv and loi b'koyach. You're not accomplishing, you're not achieving anything this world with chayl, with power and koyach and force and with wisdom. Kim v'ruchi, only with my spirit, only because Hashem wants to give it to you, Omer Hashem Tzuka, so says the Kodesh Baruch. So obviously, here is the famous sheet of the Chori Savovas, which is a very practical guideline for us to be guiding our life with. That when you have to establish the fact what you should do for Panosa, you have to obviously to see what you fitted the most to do, and the area to do, and which is also fitting your Yiddish Katu. In other words, every time when you're looking at career to go out to the world, just like you have to see that your physical body is fitting that career, and you like it physically, you also have to fit it also to your ruchnius, your requirement. Also you have to fit it, just like, you know, if you're a very weak person, you don't become a farmer. If you're a very dumb person, your work doesn't have work, you're not becoming a computer programmer, because it's not fitting you, and it's not adaptable. So what we'll see, if they take a dumb person, has no IQ whatsoever, he has no mathematics, doesn't know 2 and 2 is 4, it's hard to observe, and he's going to take, I want to become a computer programmer. He says, well, this is not what Hashem wants you to become. You're not fulfilling, because you're not fitted for it. So it is. When a person in his Ruchnisdiger area, he knows he's a very hot person, he's a man, he's very lusty, he's very tempted by the street, it's very difficult. You're not fitted to go out to make panosa outside on the street where it's difficult to stay. Because Hashem gave you this temptation, because obviously your panosa is not there. Just like a computer programmer cannot be a farmer cannot be a computer programmer, same thing is this. Some people are very cold and don't affect other people. You go out, you feel this to go outside. We have to always to take also in consideration also our tithes, our nature, our weaknesses and our strength. So when it becomes making a decision what kind of panosa you should make, you should always take an evaluation, your ruchnisdiger standing, where you stand, what is fitting the most to be the least affected by the influence of your world of panosa. That's all, just like you, that's what the Chassid says, that the physical nature and strength and the IQ and the intellect has to be taken into consideration what kind of panosa to make. So should be also the ruchnisdiger, because we have to know panosa to go out to work is actually a job which Hashem sends out. Not to make panosa. Panosa he gives. He wants us to be out on the field, and he equips us with all the needs and all the faculties to be able to do the job completely. And he will not give us something differently, just like and he beautifully compared us to the animals. Just like the animals, every bird and every lion and every sheep and every cat, Hashem gave him the instinct and the need and the desire and the know-how and the faculty tools to do it, okay? The lion has the strong teeth and the strong nails in order to rip apart an animal. And this bird who fishes, eats a fish, has long legs, stands in the water and a long mouth and goes in and fishes it. And Hashem gives him the beautiful eyes. So he gives him And says the Meral, just like says the Chavis, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu had equipped every animal with his needs, with his desires, with temptations, with his know-how, to be able to bring the parnosa, so Hashem given it to us too. And never look for parnosa, something which goes against you Yiddishkeit, against your midas, against your physical characteristics, because we must be fitted exactly, adapted exactly. And this is the area where your parnosa should be, because there where Hashem wants it to be out.
Yes, the Mishnah says, Eina Baishan Lomad, Eina Kaplan Malamed. So is that something that someone's a Kaplan, he shouldn't be a Malamed, or he should change his midos?
If you could change your midos. But as long as you know, it's also, yeah. But a lot of Kabden Lamed, if you're a Kabden and you get very much testy, irritated, don't be a teacher. Don't be a teacher. Because this also shows, as long as, you know, who gave you, were born with Kabdonas. You were born with Kabdonas. Obviously, the word Kabdonas means not to be a teacher. If you're coming teacher, you're going against the order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, would be, the easiest thing would be no life, would be no challenge. If we wake up every morning and we find the printout, the computer print says, today Hashem wants us to do this and this and this and this. It would be the easiest way of living. We know exactly what Hashem wants from us. But there's no computer printout. So how does Hashem relate to us? How does he communicate which you do, what to do? Through the circumstance, situation which you're being born into. What you're getting out.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com